is welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. AlexJonesLive.com is the website. Alex Jones Live. Share that link right now. And I'm trying to lay out a sort of complicated argument here because it spirals out into a lot of different topics. But there's a through line that I'm trying to illustrate. And it's about Western culture and the way it's being infiltrated and subverted and the way in which Israel is being set up to be a global government capital that includes the Jewish diaspora around the entire world as its citizens, and how they're setting up the infrastructure for that creation as we speak. And again, I want to be sort of careful doing this because I think it's important to highlight what's going on and what's motivating the people who are carrying out these policies, while at the same time, you know, not succumbing to the worst anti-Semitic tropes out there. But it's hard; they're hard to avoid. I'd be honest with you. So, you know, we read earlier the article from that Jonathan fellow where he was pretending to be a white person and telling other white people, hey, we got to just be extinct. We got to go extinct, and that's good and righteous. And we have to not just allow ourselves to be extinct, we have to actually fight for the right of non-white people to take over our countries, displace us demographically, and eradicate us completely. So that's very like sort of stereotypical trope almost in and of itself. But there's, you know, it happens more often than you might think. Yesterday, head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, was being questioned in Congress. I don't think I have the video, but he was asked something and he came back at the probably Democratic representative and made a disparaging mark and a mocking remark about your all-white country club, you know, because obviously it's a safe thing to do to insult and diminish white people and act like white people having a place of their own is some sort of attack. It's hateful. It's bigoted. It's vicious. Just like, no. Okay, why would that be a bad thing exactly? But it's just accepted. It's just these are like brain implants that have been shoved into your mind against your will and against your consent by continual application of propaganda for every year of your life. And so now when people, you know, hear things like, you know, all white country club, ooh, they feel a little uncomfortable. They might not even know why or be able to justify it, but if you say all Jewish country club, they go, yep, makes sense. Now that's the imposition of skewed judgment. You should be able to see these things as completely equal. But that's not the way that our world's been created. So Daniel Concannon at Too White to Tweet on X said this about this statement from Lee Zeldin, basically going, you've got no room to talk because you belong to an all-white country club, which don't even really exist anymore. When he says that, he just means it's a majority white people. Literally anywhere where white people just exist is going to be declared bad and evil and wrong and hateful. So it doesn't have to be all white. Just like white people there at all is a problem. So here's what Daniel Concannon said. Lee Zeldin is an advocate of the Jewish ethnostate of Israel, where, as a Jew, he has the right of return. And that, again, is an important aspect of all of this, that it's not Israel alone. It's the diaspora as well. So Lee Zeldin is a Jewish person with the right to return to Israel, but he's happy to score points against a white senator for belonging to a quote-unquote all-white social club, despite knowing that the social club counts his fellow Jews among its elite membership. Truth doesn't matter. Calling it all white means Zeldin automatically wins the exchange because Team Red and Team Blue have both been conditioned to agree that anything all white must be inherently evil. Zeldin also knows that there's absolutely zero chance Zeldin Whitehouse, who describes himself as ardently pro-Israel, will turn the tables on him by pointing out the absurdity of critiquing an imaginary all-white social club in Rhode Island while being a leading voice for the Jewish ethnostate upon whose behalf we're currently at war. Yes, Lee Zeldin is a member of the he's actually the Republican Jewish Coalition Board of Directors. He's the House Republican Israel Caucus co-chair, Congressional Caucus on Black Jewish Relations founding member, repeatedly voted for measures restricting free speech to curb criticisms of Israel. So once again, it's not that this guy has a fundamental, a, you know, objective opposition to ethnic supremacy. He's a member of all these exclusively Jewish groups. He advocates for Israel being an ethnostate. He wants to silence you for, you know, disagreeing with them. He's in favor of his own group. He's in favor of his group having exclusivity, having places that are theirs, having, you know, the ability to operate and represent themselves and advocate for themselves as a collective with a united interest. And he wants to disparage and diminish and destroy white people's ability to do just that. He's a hypocrite. He's not moral or principled. He's a liar. Yet no one in all of Congress will point out that the guy belittling the notion of an all-white club belongs to one ethnic group that has more ethnic interest organizations per capita than all others combined, many of which he has been honored by. Or that the only ethnicity he's willing to criticize is the only ethnicity functionally verboten from organizing their own ethnic interest groups. Neither man in this video is good for America. Sheldon Whitehouse is a progressive pile of garbage who would never defend white people. Lee Zeldin is an Israel first pile of garbage who will gladly use whiteness as a vector of attack to score political points. It's always safe to openly denigrate white people in the United States. We see time and time again, there's no political cost because white people won't stand up for ourselves because we've been conditioned to believe that our continuing survival is somehow mean, somehow hateful against people that want to kill us. It's not. You got to get over that. Defend yourself from these people because they're dishonest liars that will use your values against you, but they don't hold those values. And then he gets a little bit deeper because at that same time that, you know, Lee Zeldin is running the Israel First Caucus in Congress, you've got the Biden administration deliberately going out of their way to, in the most egregious way possible, target Christians in America. So, you know, we don't have to do the, like, imagine if it was on the other foot. Everybody can recognize this. And everybody knows that if this headline said DOJ uncovers numerous ways the Trump administration devastated the lives of many Jewish Americans, well, it wouldn't be something that was uncovered later. It would be something that was opposed at the time, and it would never happen. And obviously, it would be recognized as a Nazi-like move if it was Jews instead of white people. But this time, it's Jews doing it to white people, so it's not Nazi. It's something else. But it would be Nazi if it was the other way around, obviously. And obviously, if you heard that there were a bunch of people in the government that were using their position as law enforcement to specifically target not just Jewish people, but like the most Jewish people. Like, there's aspects of this story where it may have been Comey himself, but may have been one of his underlings, was like actually excited and was like, oh, if we're going to be arresting nuns, I want to arrest the nuns that still wear that stupid habit that they wear. Right. So just imagine if like, they're like, oh, if we're going to arrest Jews, I want to arrest the Jews with those stupid side locks, that stupid hair they wear. Again, I mean, it's like the most cliche thing ever. Imagine if it was the other way around. But like, well, the thing I'm pointing out is that in that situation, it wouldn't be speculation. You wouldn't have to ask for clarification. It would be obvious and clear. These people are motivated by anti-Jewish sentiment and they have to be stopped. It's the same with these guys. These guys, like Alejandro Mayorkas or Merrick Garland, they're motivated by anti-white, anti-Christian sentiment. It's not that complicated. I mean, again, if a guy's throwing the Roman salute and goose stepping with a swastika tattoo and he's targeting Jews, are you going to question like what his motivation is? It's just exactly the same situation. The Biden administration fought Christianity on every front. The Trump administration task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias said in a report released Thursday, no American should live in fear that the federal government will punish them for their faith. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said, as our report lays out, the Biden administration's actions devastated the lives of many Christian Americans. That devastation ended with President Trump. The Department of Justice will continue to expose bad actors who targeted Christians and work tirelessly to restore religious liberty for all Americans of all faith. Oh, well, good. I mean, it's the Christians that are being targeted, so maybe just focus on that. But no, I mean, we can't actually prioritize white people or Christians. It's every, we have to do stuff for everybody, and darn it, accidentally Christians and white get included in that group. But, you know, we should just be able to call out the attacks against our groups without having to, like, include other groups. Is that such a crazy thing to say? You never hear this the other way around. You never hear, oh my God, a synagogue got attacked. We really have to protect all faiths in this country. It's never a confusion when it's Jews being attacked, only Christians. Ultimately, the Biden administration penalized Christians who lived in accordance with their beliefs. This report noted that the Biden administration pushed its radical policy agenda, even when its actions infringed on Christian beliefs, free exercise, and on matters of deep personal importance to nearly every American: life, family, marriage, self-identity, education, moral decisions, and more. The release said President Joe Biden pushed policies to eliminate statutory protections for religious Americans that interfered with his policy goals. Although he failed to change federal law, under his direction, federal agencies used policy and regulatory means to accomplish the same goals, right? So it's like a crime. Like, you gave power to somebody saying, hey, you're here to, you know, stop fraud. And they went, okay, well, we're going to use it to target our religious enemies, the Christians. The report noted how DOJ prosecutors privately mocked Christian pro-life views as culty and lambasted defendants in open court for following the guidance of their beliefs. The Civil Rights Division sidelined Christians in favor of preferred constituencies. It published material suggesting Christians could not be victims of religious discriminations, only other groups. It said that religions cannot be victims of religious discrimination, just like white people can't be victims of racism, right? Because these made-up, nonsensical brain implant words mean nothing other than they hate white people and Christians. It's not that complicated. And I almost, you know, I didn't even pull in the video again. Because again, my whole thing, there's so many videos. Like, if I wanted this to be a, you know, let's unmask Israel and the Jews hour, like, I could spend all day every day on that. I don't even like pull these videos in because it's not the point of this. But there is a, I don't know why they don't have it in this story, but you can see the text messages. Maybe the crew can pull them up of the FBI talking about this. And they literally say, you know, oh, we're going to go after nuns. I want to go after the ones that wear that stupid habit. That's what they call the dress, the clothes that nuns wear. And it's just kind of interesting because literally yesterday, this video got posted of an Israeli person running up and bashing a nun in Israel and like throwing her to the ground super hard. So it's just kind of interesting. That's just like, there's something about nuns that just like makes these people angry and want to attack them. And so that's what I'm saying. Is it a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that you've got nuns being attacked in Israel and nuns being sued by the Biden Justice Department for not doing anything wrong, for simply living in accordance with their beliefs? Because then you have this. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, Israel's not safe for Christian. A 36-year-old Israeli terrorist brutally assaulted a 48-year-old French nun and researcher outside of a church in occupied East Jerusalem. The kosher thug repeatedly kicked her on the ground, and another illegal settler watched and did nothing. And you can scroll down a little. We can see, yeah, here's the guy. The nun's walking down the street, minding her own business. And he slams her to the ground and starts kicking her. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure James Comey got a big laugh out of that. You know, I bet he loved it. Okay, so I'm just seeing a certain, you know, continuity of sentiment going on. And so then you have, you know, various people that our government appoints to various very important positions. Like this example, for example, Ambassador Mike Huckabee, who we all know well, he's the Israeli ambassador to America, or the other way around. It gets confusing. He said, I'm pleased to meet Ambassador George Deek, Israel's envoy to Christians. Okay, so Israel has an envoy to Christians now, because people keep posting videos of how Israel basically abuses Christians continuously, and little children are taught to spit on Christians, and the government officials come out and say spitting on Christians is our sacred tradition. And what we're going to keep doing it. So, you know, Israel is sort of, they have a PR nightmare, PR emergency, where they're trying desperately to hide their hatred of Christians. It's not working very well. So Mike Huckabee says, there's this envoy to Christians, Israel stands out as the only country in the region with a growing Christian population, and for good reason. Both our nations cherish religious liberty as the foundation of a free and prosperous country. No, they don't. What the hell are you talking about? Both our nations cherish religious liberty? Are you kidding me? It is a literal theocratic ethnostate. It is the Jewish state. What are you talking about, Mike Huckabee? Crazy. But that's not the point of this. But it is crazy. Dave DeCamp at DeCamp Dave on X says that George Deke, this Israel envoy to Christians, he was Israel's ambassador to Azerbaijan from 2019 to 2025 while Israel was arming Azerbaijan and helping it to complete the ethnic cleansing of Armenian Christians from Artsakh, where Azerbaijan is now destroying churches. Okay, so the Israel's envoy to Christians was actually their ambassador to Azerbaijan while Azerbaijan was ethnically cleansing Christians from Armenia, one of the oldest Christian states in the world. I think it is the oldest Christian state in the world. Okay, so maybe not the best person to put as your Christian envoy, but it may have been the best person. I don't know. That may have been the best, which would be sad, but that's just the case. And everybody is, realizing what's going on here. And again, you don't need to be a white person or a white nationalist to recognize how messed up this is. Let's go to clip 16 here. This is a Jewish person, by the way, Max Blumenthal, talking about who has been chosen to be the new chairman of the central bank, Kevin Warsh. Let's go to clip 16 now.
I love my life and I would never do anything wrong.
No, we got
to
take
that
this
being
down.
Said, this video is about to get fucking insane.
Mislabeled. Do we have one with Max Blumenthal? If we have the Max Blumenthal video, I can sum it up for you, but essentially Kevin Warsh, it actually didn't take that long. Kevin Warsh is married to a woman whose last name is Lauder. That's from the Estee Lauder fortune. Ron Lauder is her dad. He is the president of the World Jewish Congress. So the World Jewish Congress's son-in-law is now going to potentially be the head of the Fed. And if we can find that Blumenthal clip, we will play it for you. So these are the type of people that are being appointed to positions of great power and influence. And they, of course, are sourced literally directly from the most elite Zionist families to be put in charge of our most important and powerful industries. The Federal Reserve. Kind of powerful. It's kind of a powerful thing. And of course, you've got here it is, the gray zone. Here's Max Blumenthal laying out exactly who's going to be potentially in charge of printing all of our money from now on. Let's watch.
We talked earlier about the Israeli concoction of anti-Semitism, how anti-Semitism often is either faked or exploited in order to advance Israeli objectives and to justify Israel's existence as a supposed sanctuary for the Jewish people. There's a fascinating investigation taking place in Australia, and I think it will soon turn into some kind of cover-up. I tweeted about this.
You know, and this is actually
Australian police are investigating whether, quote, overseas actors or individuals are paying local criminals to carry out anti-Semitic crimes in the country.
So, yeah, this is the wrong video. Sorry. Again, this is it's nobody's fault. This is an aspect of the changeover. You'll notice I don't have my computer because I had to give it back because it was owned by InfoWars. So I'll get a new computer soon. I'll be able to actually throw to the correct clips. So that's my fault. But we're going to get to that. But trust me, we're going to get to that because I'm going to get into what's happening in Australia and UK here. But in summation, essentially, you've got people like Ron Lauder having his immediate family be put as the head of the Fed. And of course, this is being noticed by people. Like, this is becoming, there's a sort of arms race going on where Israel and the Jewish diaspora is trying desperately to crack down on people talking about their behavior. But that behavior of cracking down on people is actually inspiring more people to talk. And it's sort of becoming a feedback loop. And while InfoWars not InfoWars, while the Alex Jones Network and AlexJonesLive.com continues pretty much uninterrupted into the future. Daily Wire is not exactly experiencing the same type of success. No, they've just laid off apparently about half of their journalists. Daily Wire layoffs hitting political journalists and reporters. Speculation is attributed to financial numbers and audience retention lower than expected. We're hearing that anger in the office is directed at real Candace Owens. How dare she? How dare she be fired by Daily Wire for telling the truth? And this is that was from Chief Trumpster, which is interesting. And I think it's exactly related to clip number two here, because while the Daily Wire is collapsing and failing and firing half of their people because nobody watches them anymore, Ben Shapiro thinks he has an answer to this. He thinks he has a solution. Let's go to clip number two here.
First of all, there's certainly a lot of truth to the idea that left-wing teachers are indoctrinating kids into a viewpoint on the world that does cross paths into, you know, what causes the symptom that is Jew hatred. I think that's for sure true. Honestly, I think that the bigger danger when I look at young people right now is social media. Social media is a cesspool. I mean, if you spent any time on X at all over the course of the last couple of years, it is unusable, truly unusable. I mean, just a vile stream of trash. And I think that was true of TikTok as well. What do we do? I mean, I think that, you know, you only do what you can, meaning that I don't control the algorithms. Hopefully somebody who's more responsible now will help control the algorithms. I'm glad that TikTok was taken away from China. I'm not sure how much algorithmic control is given to the new owners. That's sort of the big question. I think that, you know, Elon should obviously boot the bots from his algorithm, because I think a lot of this is foreign bot driven, frankly. Yeah. And I think the algorithm creates extraordinary virality. Yes, there's money being used, 100%. The extraordinary virality is being driven for unknown accounts. You can see it in your recommendations. I remember at one point I actually reached out to Elon's people directly about this. So, yes, I agree with you that young people are being faced with a plethora of bad information.
Well, bad for who, though? It's true information, but it's bad information. Okay, the truth can be bad if it goes against Ben Shapiro and his ethnic group. So it's bad information. So that's Ben Shapiro, who runs a failing media company that just fired half their people, talking about how he personally reached out to people he knows at Twitter to get them to try to correct the algorithm because it's showing things that, you know, he disagrees with. But don't worry. Don't worry, Ben. Your good friend Jonathan Greenblatt has that on lockdown. The algorithms are fully controlled. No need to fear bad information.
I have been very blessed.